לוי בר שמואל אשכחינו לרבי אבא לרב הונה בר חיה דבקיימה הפסחה דבי רב הונה. לוי בר שמואל found these two אמירויים that were standing in front of the door of רב הונה. אמר לו הוא, so yes, the משאלה, מהו להחזר מיטה של תרסיים בשבס? So Rashi says, תרסיים is either צרפי נחושת, they used to work with copper, or גרדיים, they used to comb wool, והולכים מעיר לעיר למלאכתם, ונויסן עמוהם מיטה של פרוקים. And they used to take along with them their beds. So they had portable beds. So what's that portable beds? They used to put it together when they wanted to sleep. And when they wanted to travel, they took it apart. So yes, the Mashayla Mao Laharzer Mita Shel Tarsi and Bishabesh. Bishabesh are allowed to put up this bed, to put together the parts. Omrulei Shaper Domi. So they told him, you're allowed to. Now we're going to see later that it seems that this, the case that we're speaking about is that it is rofui. That we'll see from the Maskonis HaGemore. That when they put it together, the parts were loose. And that was the Shaila. The Shaila was, are you permitted to put it together? Are you not permitted to put it together? And they said it's muta. Also lekame de Rav Yehuda. He came, the same Shoya Levi Bar Shmuel came to Rav Yehuda. Omar, Horav Shmuel da Omri Tarvayu, Hamar Zeir Mita Shel Tarsiyim B'Shabbos, Chayiv Chatos. It's Rav Shmuel hold. That what Rav Abba and Rav Huna Bachia said, Shaper Domitz, Muta Lagamri, Rav Shmuel hold, you're Chayiv Chatos. So Rashi says, Chayiv Chatos. What meloch is this? Hu tchilosoi ugmoroi. Venimtso oisekli v'chai mishumake bepatish. By putting it together, so he's chai v'altsmake bepatish, he's goymer the keili. Ov l'chol goymrei meloche. If a person is goymer something, he completes something, so that's the ov of make bepatish. V'loi mishum binyin. The chiv is not als binyin, the ain binyin bekelim. There's no chiv binyin bekelim, but the chiv is als make bepapish. So it seems as a machlokes min hakotze lakotze, they hold its muta legamri, and Rav Yehuda said, b'shem Rav Shmuel, that yechai v'chatos. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akashe and the Matirim, Rav Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya. We learned Habaraisa Hamarzer Knei Menoire B'Shabes Chayiv Chatos. If a person puts together the Kanim of a Menoire, is Chayiv Chatos. So Rashi says Sheyoytzim Imenu Kanim L'Neiro Yisharbei V'Noitlem Heimeno. When you take it off, U'Bishas HaTzorech Marzir HaNoiso, you put back the Kanim. So if a person was marzer knei menoy Rabbi Shabbos, chayiv chatos. Knei sayodin lo yarzer. Vim yarzer poter avolos. What is this knei konish al sayodim? So sayodim are hatochin umelabnin habayis besit. These are painters. Yesh lahem konim shel prokim. So the poles that hold the shmata that they paint, that they paint the house with, the sod besid, so they had poles like telescopic poles, but they were small poles, and the small poles used to fit into a thicker pole. When they wanted to extend the pole, they used to stick one con into another con. Hatochin umalabnim habayis besid, yeshlam konim shel prokim. They have konim that were parts. V'noisin matalis b'roishe. They put a shmata on the roish of one of the konim. V'shoirin b'sid amochui. And they used to soak it into the sid. V'tochas abayis. And they used to shmir the house. When he's shmiring on the bottom of the house, then he can only use a short pole. When he wants to go in shmir a higher part of the house, so he adds another kone to this kone, and he makes it longer. So if a person puts one kone into another kone, by the kone shel sayodim, so the loch is lo yachzer, midarabonon, one is not permitted to do this, v'im higzer poter avolosa. But if he did this, by kone shel sayodim, is poter avolosa. So Rashi explains, what is the difference between kone shel sayodim and kone menoire? So Rashi says, poter she'ein ze gmoroi. The whole chiv is als maki bepatish. The chiv of maki bepatish of l'chol goyim rei melocha, when he completes a keli. So that's the chiv of maki bepatish. She'ein ze gmoroi. Shrei tzorech l'arzer l'fol k'itomit. There is no such thing as a gmar. For certain areas you need, it should be two together, three together. For certain areas, you need one alone. So it's not considered makib bepatish if it's very flexible. So it's not considered that the keli was nigma. But a konish al menoire, then yechayiv chatos. Rab Simoi oimer, keren agula, chayiv. Keren pshute, potter. What is this? Let us see Rashi. Keren agula v'keren pshute. Shneyem min kli zema. It was a keren, a type of a horn, that was a kli zema. V'osui nikovim nikovim. Now in this keren alone, there were openings, kikavoro, u'machnis behem chalilim. So they put flutes into this keren, u'meitziyin koilais harbe. And by blowing the keren, so since there were different chalilim situated in different places in the keren, so it made different sounds. Keren agula maisa umenu. Now, a keren agula, this was already a professional, one needed a professional person to make this keren agula. Vitzorich lit, because it was around keren, and vitzorich litkoya v'nekovim b'chayzik. For this keren agula to work, you had to go and stick in the chalilim b'chayzik. You needed a professional job. V'havi melochem. U'bekeren poshut, machnisoi berevach. This went in easily. This, you weren't mahadik, you weren't tekeya b'chayzik. V'dalkom lefalkom tomit. And a keren poshut, the shteiga was, you always took it apart. So it seems this keren pshuto is somehow similar to the kone shel sayodim. Dalkon lefalkon tomid, so memele, so it's not, it's also not called a gmar meloche. Ktoni mihas, bekani menoire dechaye, vuhu adin lamita shel tarsi. So we had over here a whole bunch of cases. We had over here kone shel menoire, kone shel sayodim, and then a keren agula and a keren pshute, and the gemore shtel tzu mite shel tarsiyim to, where Rashi says, to a kone kane menoire. So what's the dimyan? So it would seem as follows. The keren poshut and the kone shel sayodim, so Rashi says, this was, there doesn't pass bachlal the din of gemar meloche. You were mefarik et tomid. There was no gemar meloche. So memele shein ze gemoroi. Sheitzoch larze lefolk et tomid. So that would you a chayza mefarik tomid. That's not called gemar meloche. The same thing applied by Karen Poshet. The darki lefarkom tomid. So it's also not called gemar meloche. So memele that would it's also midarabonon. It's now not similar to a mita shel tarsim because they want mefarik et tomit. Forget when he went to sleep, he put it in, and he slept there. When he had to travel, he took it apart. But this is called a gemar meloche. To ask from keren agula So why says Kernagul is also another parsha. There Rashi says Tzorich Litkoya Benekovim B'choizik. So that's also not Doime to Miteshel Tarsiyim, because as we will see, the Seifa Sugya Miteshel Tarsiyim is Berofui. So it's also no kasha. So the whole kasha is from Konish Al Menoire. Konish Al Menoire, it seems it's also Rofui. Like Miteshel Tarsiyim, Va'afal Pikein, the Baraisa says Yechayim Chate. So it's Araya Terav Shmuel, and Akasha Terav Abba and Rav Huna Bachir. That's how it seems. That's how Rashi learned Pshat the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, Inhu da Omar ki hai Tane. You found a Tane that holds that Yechayim by Konish al Menoire. I have a different Tane. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Malabno is Hamite, Ukro is Hamite, Ulevochim shall skevas, lo yarzer, vimherzer, potter, avalosas. Let us see what these in Yonam are. Inu, Rashi says, Rab Abe, Rabhune Barchi, the Omor ki haitane, ki Rabbi Shimon, we'll see later Rabbi Shimon, the Matal Chatrila. You're showing me a Tane that holds Yechayev Chatas. I'll show you a Tana that holds its mutal l'chatchila. Now, what is this speaking about? Melabnoi samite ke'ein raglayim ktanim yesh lohem beis kibul. These are small feet. Umachnis l'soichon roshei karei amite. That the end, the bottom of the karei amite, of the feet of the mite, so in order not to put them on the floor, so they used to put them into these raglayim ktanim that had a base kibble. So memele, so there was a hefsik between the karei amite and the floor. Levochim shel skivas eitz kotom kemin dav shetaykim bekeshes shekoyrin abashtero she'olav moishech hachetz. It means, it seems by a bow and arrow there used to be a small eitz on the chelik of the bow to rest the arrow on it. So when he was meishach, the string of the bow, so the arrow rested on this. And the lady was able to shoot the arrow. Al kaponim, it seems this used to fit in into the bow. Levochim shel skivis, or karis amita lo yachza. Vim hirzir, potter avolosa. So this is potter avolosa. So already we see that this is not chayiv, potter avolosa. V'lo yitoka, that's chazore. Chazore to put it back, and we will see, it seems chazore was rofui, so that's also midarabona. V'lo yitoka, but he shouldn't bang it in. So Rashi, v'choizek al yedei yiseidois, with nails, v'im toka chayiv chatos. If Itake bangs it in with a nail, then he's chayiv chatos. Rab Shimon Megamliel Oimer im Hoya Rofoi. That what you said before by Chazora. If it was Rofoi, so you said Lo Yarzer. You did not differentiate. You said any Chazora is also. Afilo a Chazora v'dava Rofoi is also also. So I say im Hoya Rofoi muta. So it seems according to Rashi's pshat. That, so what's the Maskonas HaGemor? The Maskonas HaGemor is that these two Amiroim, Rab Abba and Rav Huna Bachiye, Paskin like Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shmuel, no, they had also a Tana. They had a Tana L'chayre, they had a Tana, you have a Tana, Amar Zeknei Menoire B'Shabbos Chayev Chattas. The Gemor Zech Nisht, I mean, there is such a Tana also. So it seems there's a three-way Machloikis Tanoim. There's one Tana that holds Amar Zeknei Menoire B'Shabbos Chayev Chattas. And Rashi says this is similar. Buadin Lamita Shel Tarsim. That's what Rashi says on the Kasha. Mir Bekanim Menoire D'Chayev Buadin Lamita Shel Tarsim. So in Mita Shel Tarsim we see is Rofui, because that Pshat the Gemara is Teret that they hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rav Shmuel holds like the Tana that holds that Kanei HaMenoire is Chayev. Then the Tumur Tanoim. There's a Tan and another Baraisa that holds, if it's Rofui, it's also Midarabonon. And there's a third Tan that holds that it's Mutalagami, that is Rab Shimon Gamliel, and that's how these two Amiroim Paskin. Chayre, that's the mahalach that Rashi had in the Gemara. What does he teach with? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oima, im hoya rofo imuta, bila el, in mita shel tarsiyim, nami mairi berofeya. Koch, you have to say that. The koshik tzas, the heichi pligi kule hai. So now Tosis is asking on the machlokes Rav Shmuel, so by mita shel tarsiyim, which we're speaking about a mita refuya, so how could it be that Rav Shmuel holds that Yechayev Chatos and Rababin Ravuna Bachia holds it's Mutter Legamri? Taskoshe the Heichi Pligi Kula Hai the Mal Machayev Chatos and Mal Shori Afilu Lachatchila. That's from that's Rabbi Kivegel's Maramokim. The Gemara Vayta says such a swallow according to Rav Sheishes and Abaye that there can't be such a thing. So that's Taisvus Kasha. Vahoit, ha'ein binyin ustire bekeilem. So, the Taisvus HaRosh explains what's pshat in the second kasha. So he says a little, he explains it a little better. Vahoit, heichi motzri l'chiyuvei chatos berefuya, ha'ein binyin bekeilem. So it seems the kasha is as follows. The Ivre al Kaponim in the Taisvus HaRosh. That there are two Eifanim how you could be Mechayev. You could be Mechayev al Tachiyev Binyin, and you could be Mechayev al Tachiyev Make Bepatish. Al Tachiyev Binyin Vaistachois, if there would be a Din Binyin Bekalim, then Refuye would not be Yachesol. So I put together Amita, it's Refuye, it's Wobbly, but I put it together. I took parts and I put it together. So that would have a shame binyan. But Taisa says, ain binyan bekeilim. As the chiyuv of Make Bepatish, so that's the Ramayshin Zachan Levoch is Mavaya. For Make Bepatish, you have to make it Mahudik. Make Bepatish means that the Gman Melochim means it's Roy L'chol Odom Lishkav Olam. That means like this. A wobbly bed, it matters the Tarsiyim, Mitashel Tarsiyim, the workers, they're not too particular, so they can sleep on wobbly beds also. They didn't take along with them a screwdriver and screws. I mean, they slept on wobbly beds. So Memele, but this isn't called another person, that's not called a Geheri Gebed for another person. So Memele, so that is Pshat and Tais Viskash. If you will hold Yesh Binyan Bekalim, so Memele, then I understand Rav Shmuel. So Rav Shmuel says that Yechayim, this is Din Chiyim Binyan, it's Chofui, but you made a bed. Before there were parts and you made a bed, Wabli is also called Boinim. But Taisvah says that can't be. Well, Alocha we hold ain binyan ustira bekeilim. So memeila al boina yenat chayv. So the only chayv is al make bepatish. Make bepatish gmal malocha means you made the bed complete that everyone could sleep on it. That's not a wobbly bed. There you need already a festive bed. So memeila, so Taisvah is asking, and according to Rashi's chat, it seems everything is speaking about a rofui. And Rav Shmuel holds by a rofu yimachuyim al tzmakim bepatish. That doesn't make sense. And al tzbinyin, but if you say yimachuyim al tzbinyin is good, but Taisa says the aloha zayim binyin bekeilim. As I'm going to always give us in pshat, the Malay Rai Muchas of Zeh Shtak was pshat in the second kasha, but as I'm going to always give us in from Taisa Sarosh and Rav Moshe, that that's pshat in the second kasha. Va'oi, tikshe l'Rav Yehuda hach bereise. The leke tane de mechayev chatos. Then Taisvus asks a third kasha. Rav Yehuda that said b'shem Rav Shmuel that yochayev a chatos by rofui. What did he do with this beraisa? The afilu de tanakama holds it's only potter avolosa. So what did Rav Yehuda do with this beraisa? So lochayr, it's very shver. What's the problem that Rav Yehuda did with his barais? We have here another barais about Kani Amenoire. Kani Amenoire says it's chayiv chata. So we have a barais that says you chayiv chata. So hatroichet atane. So the Maharsho says, if we have an offener beraisa that says by rofu you're not chayev, so mistomik kanim neiro will say is speaking about toka. That means we won't, in order not to make such a big machloikis, so mistava is, we see claw, this beraisa differentiated between toka and not toka. So mistoma will say that in order not to, to be malba machloikis be Yisrael, will say that the beraisa that says chayv chatos is talking about toka. So the middle of that is pshat and taisvis kash. V'yesh loima. So because of all these kashas, Taisvis learned different than Rashi. V'yesh loima da hochi kom alel. Horav shmul da omri tavayo marzamite shel tarshim v'shabes chayiv chatos k'she'ein oi rofui. V'im keim berofui ein svoy lahat lechatrila. So Taisvis learns a whole different pshat in the Gemara than Rashi. Hey, so Taisus learns as follows. The Shaila was by Mitishel Tarsim, which was Rofui. So they came to Rav Abba, he came to Rav Abba and Rav Huna Bachiye, and they said, Shori, Rofui is Mutal Lechatchila Shapir Dov. So Rav Yehuda said, how can you say it's Mutal Lechatchila when it's not Rofui? Rav Shmuel said, Yechaya Vachatos, how could it be? By Rofui it should be Mutal. Rofui should be Al Kaponim also Mida Rabbonim. That was the kash. So the Gemara says, I'll show you. I'll show you here it says, by that toka, which is mahudik, you see, yechayiv chatos. And by rofi, there's a machlokes tanoim. One tanda holds the way you say take, that if toka is chayiv, so rofi yalkaponim is osmi darbonon. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, you're not geizer rofi yoto toka. So memele, that's how Taisus learns pshat in the Gemara. Zog die Gemara weiter. Bei Rav Chome have mite galal nise, va mahadalei biyoyme tove. There was a mite galal nise, which is the same type of mite like vuke ein shel tarsiyem. He put it together in yontev. Omalei ahu mida rabbonu lerovim. My daitoch, binyin minatzadu. How are you allowed to put it together in yontif? So you have to say, it's a binyin al yedei shinui. Nehei di surah da raisa leke, di surah da rabona miyui. You can understand this is also rough and you put it together. Omalei, anoke shaman gamliel svirali domim oye rofu imuta. Rashi says minatzad, so he says, this makshin seemed to hold tastes like the Gemara before, that al-kabonim shi'osami da rabonim, b'nei she'ene t'kue, u'mahatke b'choyze, korlo min atzat, ploima yedei shini, it's not an emes binyan. So he told them, no, I hold a kabshim and gamlil, that if it's rofui, it's mutal lechatchila. So Asemes asks, according to Silet Rashi and Silet Tosis, that the chiyiv over here is not al-tboine, the chiyiv is al-tmake b'patish, so the loshna Gemara is shver, but he told them it's binyam in atzat. My daitach binyam in atzat. Vayis tois tachiv is bain over here. Other Rishayin and Taka learned that not like Rashi and Taisus. But according to Rashi and Taisus, l'chei reshver the loshen binyam. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Noisnin kli tachas haner lekabel nitzoytis. V'lo yitain l'soichai mayim mipnei shehu mechaber. Tu aloch. One aloche, that one is permitted to put underneath an air, a keli, that the sparks that fly out should fall on the keli. That's no shaila. But the keli that he is putting underneath the nail, le'yiten le'soichei mayim, imnei shehum mechab. So first the Gemara asks on the first aloche, how you permitted noisnen kli tachas an air, from a komevatel kli mehechonai. Is mevatel kli mehechonai, that means when the netzaitis will fall, so the keli will have to remain there. So it's daime to baine, daime to seise, the tu mahalchem and rashi, but mevatel kli mehechonai. Amar Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua, netzaitis ain't behen mamish, that means that the netzaitis ain't behen mamish, so memela after the sparks get extinguished, so there's nothing left on the keli. So one is permitted to take away the keli. Zogt Rashi, v'mekamavatel kli meichonei, d'lo yucha litloi misham kol hayoyim. he will be unable to take away the keli the whole Shabbos already. The nasa bosses will nitzaitzes. Laima tevet yufte the Rav Chizde the osa bepirkin. He says Rav Yosef alibe the Rav Chizde the rasta lot mabat lo kli meichon. So the Gemara says ein be mamish mishekavu umutar litloim estamet. So he permitted to take away the keli after the sparks burn out. Sagt die Gemara weit. Wolle yitain lesaychai mayim mit nei shehu mechaber. Because he's mechaber. Leimot nan stome ke Rabbi Yaisi. So lechaira, this is a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yaisi. What's Rabbi Yaisi? Rabbi Yaisi said, the oma goyrem lekibui osa. Let us see Rashi. Ke Rabbi Yaisi b'chol kisvei ha-kodesh. Diktoni, we learned in the mishnah as follows. Oise mechitze b'chol akelim. The Mishnah is speaking about that you have a dleike, and the fire is traveling. So the Chachomim say you can make a mechitze b'chol akelim. You can put together kelim to block the fire from going further. Bein meleim, bein reikonim. That means you could make a mechitze of pots which are full of water. So when the fire will reach the pots, and the pots will bust, so the water will extinguish the fire. That's the svar of the Tanakhama. I, through my pula, I was mesavid that the fire should become extinguished, so I'm a machabe, so that's gram kibui. It's only a grame, and the chamim old gram kibui is mutter. Rabbi Yosei oiser bekli cheres chadoshim oleyem mayim. Rabbi Yosei asked if you have new kli cheres, she'en yecholim lekabel ha'u, when the fire will come in contact with these kli cheres, it's going to, so the kelim are going to burst, are going to split, ve'hem mizbakim u'mechaben es hadleike. So Rabbi Yosei holds, gram kibui is also. So memele, so that is pshat. V'lo yitein l'soichai mayim. I'm not permitted to put water in the keli. That when the nitzaitzes fall, it fall into the water and they'll get extinguished. So this is mamish like the Rabbi Yosi l'shitosai that you're not allowed to bring a kli cheres molei mayim because it's also gram kibui is also in Shabbat. Leimot tan stomach Rabbi Yosi, the omar goyrem lekibui osa. So the Gemara says v'tizbara. No, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. Eim edoma Rabbi Yosi b'Shabbos. The whole Rabbi Yosi is speaking about that Shabbos one is not permitted to be goyrem lechabois, goyrem akibui. Be'erev Shabbos, miyoma. Did he ever ask for be'erev Shabbos? So who says that our Mishnah is speaking about Erev Shabbos? Our Mishnah is speaking about Shabbos. For Sanya, we learned a Beraisa that says as follows. Nois and Kli Tachas Hanel Lekabel Nitzoytis B'Shabbos. Dad, you'll have to put a Keli, an empty Keli, to Mekabel Nitzoytis in Shabbos. Vein Sorech Loimer B'Erev Shabbos. V'lo Yitain L'Soychei Mayim Ibnei Shehu Mechabe Me'Erev Shabbos. But one should not put water in the keli erev Shabbos mivnei shu mechaber ein soch loyma v'Shabbos. So here it says you're not allowed to put this erev Shabbos. No, erev Shabbos. What shayches does Rabbi Yosi have with erev Shabbos? Tomach leikis Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim is in Shabbos. Elo omar Ravashi. So Ravashi said no, that this mishnah is no shayches with Rabbi Yosi. And afilu taimer rabono. They can go even according to the Rabbon. Shani hoche mivnei shemekarev eskibuye. So what does this mean, mivnei shemekarev eskibuye? So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, be'erev Shabbos, kigoyim ze, shenoysen hamayim iba'oid yoyim bekli tachas haner. He's putting the mayim iba'oid yoyim. V'chitei mohochinami enoisna l'soichoi mayim b'Shabbos koma v'Rabbi Yosi. You'll say, Tak, it's not speaking about Erev Shabbos. V'osanya filu b'Erev Shabbos also. V'ile gram kibui medames lo. V'lek Rabbi Yosi loy metuk med. B'Erev Shabbos loy omar Rabbi Yosi. So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Elo amar Ravash, mas nisen nafilu le Rabbono. The Mishnah is going according to the Rabbono. The loidomi le gram kibui. And it is no shaykhis or the gram kibui. Why? The hosom, say Rashi says amoyre de Columbus. What is called gram kibui? So Rashi says, I put a keli in the pathway of the fire. The hosom kimoto dleike le keli. I put a keli there. When the dleike, when the fire reaches the keli, dleike hu de pokalahu. What creates the contact of the water with the fire? Not me. I put on a keli. The fire makes the keli bust. The lake of the pokalo. So that ogrome ba'almahu. So my mice is only ogrome ba'almahu. The kibui, the fire created the kibui. So that amachloikis, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbon. Avozeh, but let's speak about the case. Shenosan amayim mamish tachas haner. Mechabe mamishu. That means, let's say, in Shabbos. Let's speak about in Shabbos. In Shabbos, if there is a place that the sparks are falling down, and in the place where the sparks are falling down, I put a keli underneath the spark to be mekabel the spark, to be mechabe the spark. So memele, so here pshat is mechabe mamishu. So putting a keli underneath a spark that's called mamish mechabe. Ugzeire mi boi yoyma wata mishach sheicha. So mamele, here we answered mi boi yoy. If we'll put it mi boi yoy, tak it's muta, it's not doing anything.
But they were going to, he might do this in Shabbos also. And in Shabbos, mechabe mamish. And the Ritva explains in Tita Rashi, the Ritva, he says, the chol shemeniach mayim b'mokem shenoifol hanitzut badai hu kenoifin mayim b'mokem shehoesham. That means, since I know for double bowl sparks are falling down, so I put right underneath water there, so that's called amachabe mamish. And it seems that the little vice is according, I'll do this in Shabbos, this is an issue of the arises. So they ask her to do it every Shabbos, he might come to do it in Shabbos. The Ritva asks, why am I called on Machabe? He says, if there wouldn't be water in the keli. So what's going to be? It's also going to burn out. So why am I called on Machabe? What did I accomplish? So he says, Mikol Mokim Hamayim Mikarvin Kibuyam. The Mayim Zanidu was full on the keli. The spark within the keli is not something that is flammable, so if the spark is going to burn out 2 seconds later. Putting water there, it burns out 2 seconds earlier. The dummy sha'achon chayim shekira das mitosek. So the Ritva gives a moshel, we have a sorah b'meyodom, which were hitting someone. So the last one, the one that gave the makir b'papi, so even though Yenna was in a very,
massive, by the ninth clap already, but the tenth one is called the Retzer Shekirev Es Misosek. So the Ritva says the same thing over here. By putting water, I am Mekarev the kibui of the Nitzaitzis, and according to Rashi, this is Achi of the Arif. So the Mele, there were guys the Erev Shabbos of the Shabbos, but this does not fall at all into the category of Gram Kibui. This is Kibui Mamish. Shemekarev es kibuyoi, zimein, mekarev means he was mazmin kibuy lehedye. I was mazmin adover amechabe, vahavo lei mechabe mamish. This is called amechabe, ihave yoiv lei bishabes. Samoyer dike Rashi, this is Shitas Rashi, if you have a mokim where sparks are falling, and I put a kli mole mayim shon, that is called a mechabe mamish. Let us see Tosfos. Leimot nan stome ke Rab Yosi, the omar goyrem le kibui osa. Aber Motzel am Meimel, so Taisa says, the Gemara could have asked the Kash. Aber Motzel am Meimel, a little time meich. Ha Rabbi Yossi, Gufa lo yomro, that was Rabbi Yossi, Asad Gram Kibui, Ella Bidleike. He only Asad Bidleike, why? Mishim da Odom, Bohul al Mamoinoi. When a person is in a matzav of hefsed moment, he gets very fatumult. So the Gemara mentions this for later. Isharina lei, so if you'll permit him to be misasik in preventing the spreading of the fire, osi lechabuyay. So if he's oisik in preventing the spreading of the fire, it'll be mechaba also. You have to picture it. He's schlepping the big kalim full of water, and he schleps it and he's near the fire, and it's given a shockle, and some of the water will fall on the fire also. It's oichet matoy the manoim. If he's oisik to stop the fire, and he's bol, so he might come to do things which are awesome. So memele, so therefore not in yesod gram is not called my maiser. Not Rav Yossi Asel's gram. Gram is called gromes, is mutum misama bamelech Shabbos also. But there he asked gram kibui al tzagzeiref, if he'll be permitted to be oisik in the kibui yesh, he'll go noch weiter because adam bol. Avoloch like a lemigza. But here there's no problem whatsoever. What's the Boshim Shah and the Mishnah is? You have the Kli already. The Kli is underneath the Ner. He shouldn't pour water into the Kli. So Mamela, there's no Behila Saivasai. Because even if the sparkle falls, it's falling on a silver tats. So Mamela, so the whole thing is Tams, they want the tats to get dirty. Whatever his Cheshbon is. So there's no Behilas over here. So Mamelus doesn't stim according to Rabbi Yossi also. So Tais says the Bemekam and Mekaimis Bashas Yecholem Bavul Tameich Veinem Einach Anamitake. The Gemara could have slugged up Mitzad Acher that they can't go according to Rabbi Yossi. Bimnei Shemekarev Eskibuya Perish the Gozrin and Erev Shabbos Otu Shabbos Ube Shabbos Yecholovei Lidei Kibuy. So Taisvis does not appreciate and does not like Rashi's pshat. We mentioned before the Ritva says according to Rashi that if a person will put a keli mole mayim underneath a ner that sparks are coming out of that ner, that Rashi holds yichayim al tzmechabe. Taisvis holds they're not chayim al tzmechabe. So Taisvis says what's the gzeir? The gzrin and erev Shabbos oto Shabbos or b'Shabbos yochel lovi lidei kibui. How? Im yagbiya hakeli bishas nefilas hanitzaitzis. That means if it'll be permitted to put water, he'll be permitted to put water erev Shabbos. He might Shabbos also he might put water, and he'll be magbiya the keli lekabel hanitzaitzis. Doesn't mean so the when the spark is falling, he'll lift up the keli. No mamish extinguish the nitzitz. It'll be mekabel the nitzis with the keli, and that is takan emes and mechaber. So memele they were geizer erev Shabbos oto Shabbos. In time afektais v'sapsamodne meise, maishna shrias dioy v'samemonim oprisas metzude the sherine beperik kame im hashemesh. We learned that some of the chalikas by shamei and by silul, but by silul holds that k'samach lachasheicha someone is permitted to do Malachis, if it's Maboid Yoy, Prisus Metzudah, Shriyas Dievis Hamamonim, Vahoch Asrina Me'erev Shabbos, Shloyovoy Lassis B'Shabbos. So here there were Goyze Erev Shabbos Oto Shabbos, and by other Malachis they weren't Goyze. Ve'tiritz Arav Peiris. The Hosom Lekal Meichish, Shemo Yasa Kain B'Shabbos, the Ov Malachim. That means if one is permitted to do it Erev Shabbos, one wants to do it in Shabbos, he knows. Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos is Shabbos, and it's an Av Malachim. A person won't be Peiris HaMetzudah in Shabbos, he knows it's Tzot. Avol Hoche Ikel HaMeichesh Leidomi Iser Kol Kach. The person doesn't realize By putting in Shabbos a keli under the netzaitzis, he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. And he's not doing anything wrong. But shema yovoi lidei kibui sheyasra litein hamayim koidem nefilas hanitzaitzis v'koidem gemara nesino yiplu mechaba biyodayim. That's all we're afraid of. That means, what are we speaking about? We have a keli underneath the nair. And the keli has a base kibble. So he's pouring water in Shabbos. No, was toichtach, to the garnish. Nitzaki garnish. But then he'll be pouring water, and in the meantime, a nitzitz will fall down and he'll pour water over it. And he won't chap that there he was on mechaba di araisa. Or Taisva says the mashal of before. Oishe yagbiya keli min amayim, keneged anitzaitzis, kedefrishis. So this is a malacha di araisa, which people do not realize that it is a malacha di araisa. So that's why Chazal asked to do it erev Shabbos, Zera might do it in Shabbos. So this, with yoneh, this oifen of extinguishing the fire is not permissible. So memela, they won't come to do it in Shabbos either. V'af al gav de ba'oisi kibui ein ba'chiyev chatas l'Rav Shimon. So Taisi says, no, not to do it in Shabbos. There's also no chiyev chatas. The melocha shein etzricha l'gufi. Yichmiru oto kibui de chiyev chatas. That already, since there is a kibui, that is a chiyev chatas, so they didn't differentiate and they asked all kibui. So that's how Rav Peiris learns. The Rashi, the Peiris, to have a mechabe mamish, lavdavka klayma shiyachalovi lidei kibui. He says, Taisus is chaylik on the Ritva. The Ritva tak wants to say pshat and Rashi. Rashi means what he said. Taisus does not want to accept that. So Taisus says that Rashi means yachalovi lidei kibui. Rabbeinu Tam Goris Kepeirish Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Tam learns a different pshat in Mibnei Shemekarev Es Kibuye. He says, Tois, the Taish of Mekarev Es Kibuye, according to Toisvis, means that he might come to be Mechaber. That's the Taish Mekarev Kibuye. That's how the Chodesh Aviv says. She yovei mitoich kaf l'chabes biyodayim. He says, this is a dangerous action because he might come l'chabes in Shabbos. Not realizing that he's a mechaber. Rabbeinu Tam goris kepeirish Rabbeinu Chananel mibnei shemekarev kibui means as follows. That mekarev kibui is also afilu according to the Chacham. Now, the Rebbein Tam explains as follows. The Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi in the Chachamim, if a person is permitted to bring a keli, which will become his bakeya through the heat, the Hosamu Dishori Lasais Mechitze Mikelim Shiesh Besoichon Mayim. There it's permissible to make a mechitza out of kelim shesh b'soichon mayim she'einoi mechabe klum ad she'yizbaku ha'kelim, because he is not bringing a dova ha'mechabe, he's bringing a keli, and the kibui will only come about after yizbaku ha'kelim. So there is a machloikis Rabbi Yossi in the Chachamim. Avol hoche ein hefsig bein mayim l'nitzaitzis. But here I'm bringing the dover hamachabe next to the nitzaitzis. That means I'm not bringing something with a hefsig. Umiyad nichbois kshenoifles bekeilim. And as soon as it'll come in contact, this, I mean, the mechitze that Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim are speaking about is such a mechitza that when the mayim will come in, when the eish will come in contact with the mechitza, with the keli, there's no kibui. First the keli has to bust, and then there'll be a kibui. So there is a machlokes Rabbi Yossi in the Chacham. But over here, avolocha ein hefsik bein mayim l'nitzaitis. I'm putting in front of the mayim, I'm putting in front of the nitzaitis mayim. Umiyad nichbois kshenoifleis bekeili. And so as soon as the mayim comes in contact, so it's bald mechabit. Vehavi kimechitzas mayim. So this is similar to a mechitzas mayim da'asire. Kigoin. Mechitzas shelag u'borot. That means if there would be a fire and the person will go and take chunks of ice and put it that when the fire will come, when the fire will reach the chunks of ice, automatically it will become extinguished. So therefore, according to the Rabbonon, it is also us. So that is what the Gemara is saying, that there's a tremendous difference between there, where there's a hefsik, between the Eish and the Mayim, and here, the Sinus Mayim, that's called Hakrovas Kibui. That means that Rabbi Yossi only was matter if you were not mekarev the dover hamechabe, if you were not mekarev the dover hamechabe to the yesh. You were mechabe akeli, there's a dover hamapsik between the dover hamechabe. Then Rabbi Yossi was matter. But over here, if you were mekarev the dover hamechabe leish, that's called mekarev kibuyoi. That this is called you mekarev the dover hamechabe to the yesh. The male there, fill according to the Rabbonon, it is awesome. Now, let us skip a few shuris, because they are very complicated, and there's a whole tumul and achroinim how to learn pshat. Taisis has kashas, it's a tumul of Taisis answers the kashas, if Taisis lives with a kasha. But we'll, anegei alonu, let's go to the last three lines of Taisis, and it's the last three words of the third line from the bottom. Uma sheregilim losais mayim bischuchis shekoirin lompe. Now we have here a Gemara that it is also to put mayim erev Shabbos in a keli mipnei shehu mechabe. This we have a Stam Mishnah that this is also. Now the minig is that we have lamps and we put erev Shabbos, we put water in the lamp. So now Tosfos has a problem. Why doesn't this fall into the category of ein noisnim loyitein lesoichai mayim? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to put mayim into the keli that's underneath the nair. So lechayre in the same vein, you're not allowed to put mayim in the ner alone. In the minig olam is that we do this. So Taisva says, Ein ze korui kirov kibui, the kivin she ein miskaven le kibui klau. There, his intent is not lechabitz, elo lahagibia es hashemen. The intent, why is he putting water there? Because he wants that the shemen should, in order that the lamp should burn well, so the higher the shemen is, the closer it is to the wick, and that's better, the lamp burns better. So there, the intent of the nesinas hamayim in the lump is elo lagbiyas hashemen. Loi shayich lemigzer midi shemo yasa b'shabes, Vishori afilu l'Rab Yosi v'cholshkein l'Rabot. And this is muta. Dim loikein afilu b'loi mayim oso shani tzaitzais neiflois b'shem. And Taisa said, if you would say that this is also, so you have a different problem. Afilu in these lumps, so the sparks fall into the shemen that also gets extinguished. So if this would be considered, if this would fall into the issa of la'iten l'seichai mayim, so memele, so this should also be also. Now the teretz is in kavod. So be'emesin, we have to elaborate a little on what Taisvus is saying. The Chazanish explains this Taisvus as follows. There are two deis in Shulchan Aruch. The first day in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Hei says that it is mutter to put mayim in a lump, and the reason is kiven she'einei miskaven l'kibui klal. So the Chazanish explains as follows. According to the Rav Poiris, why did they ask a bechlal to put mayim? Why did they ask a bechlal to put mayim into a keli? So according to Rav Poiris, they asked her to put mayim into a keli because maybe he might do it Shabbos. And what if he does it Shabbos? Maybe while he's pouring mayim into, it'll be mechaber in the tzitzis. Or lift it up. That means, so if a person will be permitted to do a pu'ule to bring about kibui erev Shabbos, he'll do it in Shabbos also, and he doesn't realize what is involved. So Tosfos said, Amayra de Kolomda. So this whole gzeira was, if this person wants to create kibui, so if he'll be permitted to do it erev Shabbos, he'll do it Shabbos also. But this person, when he puts mayim into the lump erev Shabbos, he does not putting it in for kibui. He's putting it in that should burn better. So there's no gzeira anymore. The whole gzeira was lo yitein l'soichei mayim neshu mechabe because he has an intent to be mechabe. Since he wants to be mechabe, so if he'll be permitted to do it erev Shabbos and he doesn't realize the chaymer advon, he'll do it in Shabbos also, and in Shabbos he'll get into hot water. So therefore, Chazal asked it. Masha'en kein, if the intent is hakel lahagbiya, so my male, they never asked it. And that's why mayim is mutter. And that's why the lump in the netzaitzis used to fall into the shaman also and become extinguished. So it's also no issa. Because Lamaise, he's not putting the shemen there to be mechaber, he's putting the shemen to be mevar. So as long as he doesn't have any intentions, lechabois, it is mutter. But we have to be elach. But what if he does have intentions to be mechaber? That means the bir aloche brings down, for example, he has a very nice ne'er, and if he'll fill up the ne'er completely with oil, so when the ner is going to burn out, so the psila is going to burn out, the whole ner is going to get dirty and spoiled. So he doesn't want that this should happen, it should burn out till the end. So he's putting water there, so that was the chayish lashon before, that the ner should not get dirty. So according to this pshat, it will be also. Because it is only mutter, according to Rav Poiris, that's how the Chazanish explains, according to Rav Poiris, it is only mutter if he's putting it there, not kedei lechabes. If he wants to be mechabes, there's a gzeira already, then this person is unpredictable. If he's permitted to do pulis, to bring about kibui erev Shabbos, he'll do it in Shabbos also. But the Chazanish says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, there's a different pshat in Ganzen. According to Rabbeinu Tam, one is not mnei neishem mekarev kibuye. The Rabbeinu Tam said it's a different lomdus. Rabbeinu Tam says that the whole machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and the Chachomim is, if he does not put the dover hamechabe, there's no dover hamafsik bein nitzoitzis vahamai. So memele, then it's also. Then it is also. I think I made a mistake. The Chazanish says as follows. Shadiyun litain mayim belomp, alibe de rabbeinu tam, teleke dover hamapsik bein nitzoitzis vahamayim, ye oser, elo ikavonosoi lagbiya hashemen. I'm sorry. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam said that Rabbi Yosi was only matir if there's a dover hamafsik bein nitzoitzis v'hamay. Then one is permitted, then according to the Chachomim it's mutter. But if there's no dover hamafsik, it's also. He says every maise kibui that there's no dover hamafsik bein hamayim v'nitzoitzis is also. So Memela, so he says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you need this heter of, so you're not allowed to do a pu'ule that will bring about kibui ha'esh, unless we have this tikteira. Eli kavanosai lahagbiya ha'shemen. Then, so again, this is going according to the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, but according to Rav Peiris, afilu mechaven lech kibui. Afilu, he wants to be mechabe muter. The hochalo shayr zeirish lit in mayin b'seichaner b'shabes. He says, according to Rav Peiris, what was the gzeire? The gzeire was that if it will be permitted to put into a different keli water, he might be pouring in water while a nitzet is falling down, or he might lift up the keli. So he says the whole gzeira was only in a different keli, that he doesn't realize the chaymer advarim, so he might come lechabes. But to pour water in the ner that is burning, his zicher won't do that. That his zicher realizes that what that he's mechabe. He'll never pour water in the ner that is burning. So memele. So according to Rav Peiris, afilu he does. So in the ner that is burning, there's bechlal no issa whatsoever. He says that's what the Chazanish says. Nachamal, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam said that Sai Rabbi Yosin Sai Rabbon the Rabbonon asked to make a pu'ula of kibui when there's no dover hamapsik bein ha'esh v'hamayim, and that's why kalim shall mayim will be also mechitzis shall mayim as even mechitzis shall geborot will be also according to everyone. And they asked that Erev Shabbos or to Shabbos. So Memelis, according to that, the Isser is only if there's a Kavona L'Chabos. If there's a Kavona L'Agbiyah, then it is Mutav. A Kavona L'Chabos, Chazal, Asr, to be Mekarev, Adover, Eitzel, Ha'esh, if there's no Dover Hamafsi. Mashenkein, according to Rav Peiris, they only asked by a different Keli. Because a different Keli is Olul to come L'Dei Kibui in Shabbos, because he doesn't realize by pouring water into the different keli is really being mechabe, or by lifting the different keli is being mechabe. But there never was a gzeire to put water in the ner hadoilek, because the zicher won't do it in Shabbos. And that is pshat in the second day in Shulchan Aruch, that is matter, afilu kavanose lachabes, it's also mutter, so the Chazanish says, this is going according to Rav Peiris. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. So Rashi says, Habol esalik kedeira mi al gabi kira. A person takes off a pot from the kira, uletoimno, and he wants to be matmen it, bedover acher. Ve'omru chachomim, ein toimnim bedover hamoisev hevel, ela bedover hamaimet hevel. Erev Shabbos, one is only permitted to be matmen bedover hamaimet hevel. That something that the heat that is there will remain contained, will stay there, will remain secure.
Now the mission is going to tell us what is the davar hamaisev hevel that is also. That's the ain time. So me who am Moisef Hevel, what is the articles which are Moisef Hevel? Bameh Taimnim, which are the articles which are not Moisef Hevel? Bameh Ein Taimnim, which are the articles which are Moisef Hevel? So the Mishnah says, Ein Taimnim loy be Gefes. What is Gefes? So Rashi says, Psoilah shall beis habat. The Psoilah, I suppose, the skins left over from the olives shall shemen shall konus yachad. They press together, v'cham yoid, and it generates heat, so memele, that is also. Loi begefes, v'loi bezevel, v'loi bemelach, v'loi besid, v'loi bechoil, and these things, ben lachin, ben yevesh. Doesn't matter if they're dry or wet. V'loi beteven, v'loi bezogin. Zogin, lachin, v'rashi, v'jeshpem, hevel, harbe, yoitim, yevesh. Zogin psoila shall yakev yayin. V'loi b'muchin, muchin is kol dover rach kovi muchin, ki goyin tzemer gefen, katn utlishay tzemer rach shal beheime, egreiras begodim bluyim, all soft articles,
fall into the category of mukhin. Belay basabin is man shein lach in the moisef hevel, aber taimne bem shein yevei.
Zach taisfes, ba me taimne, ein taimne loy begefes, piri sharav rav yosef v'shem rabbeinu Shmuel, de mairi beboshel v'loy boshel. So the Rav Yosef is a gewaldike meikel and says that Isurei Hatmone have the same guidelines that Isur Shehiye has. Just like one is not permitted to be mashe, anakire she'ein agrufe, he's not permitted to be mashe, something that is not completely cooked, zeire shema yovi lachatritz. So memele, that is also an Hatmone also. Avol kidre chaisa, but what if you have something that is completely raw, or uboshil, or something that is completely cooked? Shorinon beperikame, so there we are matel shehiye. We are matel shehiye in a kidre chaisa uboshil. So memele, so there will be matel hatmonos. Veine nirel rabbeinu tam, he says that in Lomdus maybe you have a point there, but in Pshat you can't learn like that. Da Islam look me mas nisen bestam kdeirai shehen muvushalim beinash moshes. Stam kdeiris am muvushal beinash moshes. And it says, ein toine. Voi de mestome mairi mas nisen du mi de mas nisen de kire de mairi beboshal kemachal ben drisoi. If we learn according to Hananya, that we only ask of Chazore, but she is mutter afilo eina grupe. So it's speaking about that it's boshel kamachel ben drisoi, and here there's an isarat mona b'davar ma'isef hevel. The nigel rabbeinu tam she yesh lachalek bein hashor lahatmona. That one can differentiate between shiyah and hatmona. What's the difference? The vaday lahasha is mutek shu machel ben drisoi. According to Hananya, when it's machel ben drisoi, so it's mutek lahasha is. She ein chitui mi'at moyoloi. Now, a small amount of chitui will not help the situation. If it's bashel shlish bishuloi, chatzi bishuloi, whatever machel ben drisoi is. So now, And this was put away for tonight's Suda. So, achite ma'at moyoloi. It won't help. Shchei megulahu. Fisholit be'avire. So, achite ma'at will not help the situation. Edible, it is edible. I mean edible. It's edible. And so what you want to make it? It should be gogut. But it's raw. Dinishvi, it's edible, but it's still partially raw. It's only halfway cooked. So chiti ma'at won't help the situation because it's megula. So memela. So what does he have to do? What does it? So memela fatik. So they were not geizer shema yechate. If it is less than machol ben drisoi, so memela has a problem. He has a problem that he has to make it edible. So maybe this can not reinkappen. But he's desperate. So over there, Chazal asked Shema Yovei Lachatos. But after it's cooked already, or after it's partially cooked, so memele, achitei ma'at won't help too much the situation, and the necessity is not so great. Is memele, so therefore they won't go. Aval hatmone. She'oisen letzairich mocha. Number one, they're putting it away for tomorrow, for the second Suda of Shabbos. So the Mephoshim speak out. For tomorrow, you have to be a Royes Anoilot. Without Chitoy, it's going to probably be cold tomorrow. So number one, so that means by Shehiye, it's cooked already. Kamacha ben Rasoi. So Memele, so what's Feltois? So Feltois, and you won't be able to accomplish Pisum Varamses. By being mechatzim, it's megula saibesai. So memela, he won't shepherd with it. Avalat monish oisa letzorech mochel. So I have a big problem in front of me. Without chitui, it's going to get cold. I'll have a cold showing tomorrow. Number one. And number two, vehu mutman. And that is mutmin. That what's the mile of mutmin? A small chito, you can accomplish something already. That means since it's not megula, a bissel to be mechaten the gecholim, I can accomplish, I'll have a warm shalom tomorrow. So there in the sign is too big. Yesh lochush shemo yechate, then he might be mechate. Shema'at chitui moyeloi litfois chaymoi. That could help. It is insulated. And memeilen he has to be a doyiguluyay mocho. So memeilen, so there is no maila of this bashel called tzolchoi. This bashel called tzolchoi will not ensure that it will be warm tomorrow. It has to retain the heat the whole night till tomorrow after the Suda. Till tomorrow to the spot of the Suda. So Memele there they asked all Tavshilim. The Gosula Hatmin Becholdover Hamoisev Hevel. Why? Say the Shema Yatmin Beremetz Viyachate. Maybe he'll be Matmin Beremetz. Let us see the Gemara. Iboyelu. Gefes, it says in the Mishnah, Ein Toimnim Loi Begefes. Gefes is psoilus. What psoilus are we speaking about? Gefes shall zaysim tnan. Gefes shall zaysim is most of hevel, a lot of hevel. Avo de shumshemin shaper domi. Avo shumshemin chazal nu gives out very little hevel. So a melee, so since shumshemin gives out very little hevel, so that doesn't fall into the category of ein matmini medover a most of hevel. Aydilne de shumshemin tnan. The Mishnah in the halacha of ein matmin bedavar ha-maisef hevel wants to include shumshemin. V'cholshkein de zeisim. Zeisim avad de gewissel biyos. Toshma, de omar rab zeire mishum chad de vei rab yanai. Kupe she toman bo. A person had a kedere. And this pot, let's see Rashi. Kupe she toman bo. Shenoisein bo muchen. He puts soft clothes, he puts some wool, cotton, he puts in this kupe. And in the kupe, he goes and puts a kdeira. Shenoisein bo muchen, v'toymen bo kdeira. So he was toymen lochayre with a dover that's not meisiv hevel. Now, it says, kupa shetoman bo osa lohanicha al gefesh el zeisim. He's not allowed to put this kupa on top of Gefesh Shel Zeisim because Amir the Kechidish that if he's matmin the Kedere B'dovah She'ein Ha'Moisef Hevel, but he's putting this Al Dovah Ha'Moisef Hevel, this is equivalent to Atmona B'dovah Ha'Moisef Hevel. So Memela, but here it says Klor in the Baraisa that Gefesh Shel Zeisim is also Osa. Shema mino shel zeisim tnan. So we see zeisim is also basa. So the Gemara says, loy lamei malach, linyin atmona de shum shum nami yosa. No, it's not right. If a person will be mat min a kdeira with shum shum in alone, so even though it is, doesn't give out too much hevel, but it also falls into the category of ain toimnim begefes. Aye, so why did the Baraisa specify Dafke Gefesh El Zeisim? Now, the Inyan Asuki Havlo, here you're not being Matmin Be Gefes. You're being Matmin Be Muchen. Now, you're putting it on top of something that is radiating heat, giving it out the heat. So here you need something that gives out a lot of heat. The Inyan Asuki Havlo, the Zeisim Maskim Havlo. The shumshemi loy maski havlo. So that means, Aistis, that this issa, which you were not matmin dictator completely begefes. It was matmin bedovo sheini moisef hevel. And you're putting it on al dovo she moisef hevel. Then you need something that is moisef harbe hevel. The sasemis's mitzadit could be, according to this, that this type of atmona, which you mean niyach al dovo she moisef hevel, only Gefes will be also, because the Tana specified. Also, Lonichal Gefes Shel Zeisim. Zevel and Melach could be, will be Mutter. Because here we're speaking about something that gives out a lot of heat. Zogt Rashi, Asuki Havlo. Kegoin Zeshe Hitman, Bedover Acha. Veniach Kupala Gefes, the Lekka Elo. the only thing over here shagef is mala hevel amayla umatiach kedeira shebekupe. Here you need davke gefer shel zeis.